The COVID-19 pandemic has altered our lives for nearly 2 years, canceling plans, dramatically changing source of income for some, and for many, it brought pain, stress, and anxiety.
A large percentage of people who get a COVID infection, they can have continued issues for months, even years out from the initial infection.
Dr. Andrew Basie, Assistant Professor of Internal Medicine at UNMC, says much it is still unknown about the long-haul COVID.
20 to 30% of people who will get a COVID infection will deal with these prolonged post-COVID symptoms.
Even after 2 years into the pandemic, the elements that cause the long-haul COVID cannot be defined.
These can be ranging anywhere from kind of a mild nuisance to people to completely debilitating.
Historically, we know that pandemics and other public health crises have a lasting impact. Public health crises have been associated with higher rates of substance use, post-traumatic distress disorder, and depression. All this on top of the physical destabilization. Long-haul COVID is not related to the severity of the infection. In many cases, long-haul COVID can be harsher than the COVID infection. But it gets even more interesting when doctors try to find out what is post-COVID and what is not.
It really affects your autonomic nervous system. So your autonomic nervous system just isn't working right post-COVID.
According to Dr. Basie at UNMC, one of the most common problems that post-COVID patients present is the neurocognitive issue.
So this kind of goes along with kind of the confusion, the memory issues, kind of the brain fog that people have. A lot of people are quite fatigued. Again, whether that's a constant fatigue or if it's just exacerbated by physical exertion, mental exertion, kind of things like that, it really varies for people.
Some patients are short of breath, even though their lungs are working well. Cough, chest pain, muscle, and joint aches are other of the common problems post-COVID symptoms. In the case that these symptoms affect people's daily activities, that is when they should see a doctor. Dr. Basie says that it is very important to check their lungs and heart rate to rule out any effects not related to the long-haul COVID. And problems with the nervous system usually take time.
It's a matter of trying to support them, make people feel better, try to function a little bit better while their nervous system tries to reset things and get back more towards normal.
With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.